All right, we're going to continue now with the UP coordinator for the DNR, Stacy Oy. Thanks for hanging around with us.
Great to be here, Adam.
Let's talk a little bit about a couple of other topics that are hot right now. One, just a little quick sort of announcement, more or less, about the RAP line, which is Report All Poaching. There's always been an 800 number that you could call to report poaching that has happened or that you suspected. But now, looks like it's caught up with our technology and you can actually text.
Yes, it's fantastic. So the number is 800-292-7800. Great to have stored in your phone. You can use it 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And now we're able to text it, which is great, especially up here when you might not have full service, that you can just text the information.
So many places you can't. You can't make a phone call in a lot of places out in the bush.
Right.
But you can get a text to go.
Right. So this is a great opportunity to put that information in a text of what the issue is and pass it on. And you can be anonymous, however you want to do it, but it's important that we share that information. So if you see something, definitely give a call or a text.
Give them the number one more time to put in their phone.
Yes, it's 800-292-7800.
292-7800. Put that in your phone and you can text in a report for anything you suspect is going on illegal with poaching of animals. So let's switch over now if you don't mind. I'd like to get an update from you. We had talked with you at one point and then also Tom Seabloom about the shooting range in Marquette County. And there was several sites that were identified to be optimal to create this free shooting range for people. And can you kind of give us an update on where that's at?
Yeah, we had our public meeting back at the end of January. We had about 75 people attend, a lot of information. We had maps up on the wall that were the four locations that were summarized down to be the potentials. And we actually had people vote and narrowed it down to two sites. And we're continuing to work through those two possibilities and see if we can get the funding available to do that. It's a big challenge to do that, but it would be the first public range in the UP, and we know there's a need for it. It's pretty obvious. And
well, yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because I can personally attest to this. I used to live at the crossroads. I was one of those people at one point as well. We'd go out to the gravel pits by Lindbergh's there off of 480, and you'd shoot your rifle, you'd sight your rifle in, or have fun shooting a handgun, or whatever you wanted to shoot that day. Here's the problem. It's unsafe. And there's litter everywhere out there. So having a free shooting range that's semi-organized, that has range officers, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard from just a lot of different folks that there's not an opportunity to go somewhere safe. So it's just kind of happening, like you mentioned, in many cases, haphazardly. You know, we've had a lot of close calls where people are maybe sighting in a rifle and don't know where their surroundings are. So it's important. We've met with Northern. They have over 400 registered firearms on campus. A lot of times those are new people to the community who are coming and need a place to go. So it's just really important that we have a safe place that people can utilize, and I think it'd be a great thing for the area.
I've actually heard stories about people shooting, and bullets were literally ricocheting up in the air and landing where other people were shooting on the other side of a hill. Mm-hmm. I mean, just dangerous situations like that. So what can folks do to help this process along, or how can they find out more?
Well, if they weren't able to go to the public meeting, we still have some information on our website related to that. But if you could just call the Marquette office, I'd love to hear from folks. There's a lot of staff on our team working on it. As you mentioned, Tom Seabloom, he's a leader in the conversation. And so if you know him, great. If you can contact the Marquette office, and we'd love to hear an email. They can email me at wellings1@michigan.gov. They can call, but we'd just like that information just so that we can have that to see if we can get the funding to make that happen. We're close, but there's still a lot of hoops that need to be taken care of.
And what's the number again?
228-6561.
UP coordinator for the DNR, Stacy Oy, thank you for filling us in on all this and more. We'll have you back again soon.
Great. Thanks a lot, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.